Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pat Listach. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Derek May. Batting eighth. The right fielder, David Hulse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Sparks. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn strikes out. There goes Listach. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Thome moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek May is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hulls. Berga reaches second base with a double. Peña scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berga scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tomey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hulse hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez who is chasing the ball. Hulse reaches third base with a triple. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hulse scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a pop-up for an out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sparks. Sorrento moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña bunts towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to third. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Lofton. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berga out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Seitzer moves to third. 1 out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. It's 4-2. Indians. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 1-2. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento juggles the ball. That's an error on Sorrento. Jaha moves to third. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hulse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hulse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jaha scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Martinez. May moves to third. Hulse moves to second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Listach is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Jaha, and towards Listach, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. It's Indians, 4, Brewers, 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Mieske now playing right field. David Hulse now playing center field. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hulse hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May scores. Hulse moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Brewers. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Listach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Listach hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hulse moves to third. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Julian Tavares now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Reitnauer now pitching. Mike Matheny now catching. B.J. Surhoff now playing left field. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tomey is hit by the pitch. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Tomey moves to second. 2 outs. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hulse is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hulse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Hulse moves to third. It's 6-4, Brewers. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Listach is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Listach hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Bell reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. Berga goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 6, Brewers, 6. Bill Wegman now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thome hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sorrento is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vina hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. It's 8-7, Indians. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. Vina moves to second. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jaha is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.